Coming up next, there's a major change with the OC football team. Find out who will lead the Red Raiders next season.
Plus, we'll share some highlights from this year's OC's Got Talent show. See who shines on the stage to take the crown.
These stories and more, it all starts now on The Current OC.
From OCTV,
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Hello, and welcome to The Current OC. I am Madison Bayham.
And I'm Cameron Williams.
How's it going, Cam?
Very good. We saw some snow flurries yesterday, had a snow day last week, actually, and some of us went to the Eagles Super Bowl Championship Parade up on Broad Street. Go Birds, by the way.
Speaking of football, did you hear the big news? There's a changing of the guard with the OC football team. Coach Kevin Smith steps down, and now it's time for Coach Sean Matthews to step up. The shakeup happening yesterday, Coach Smith posted on his Instagram account that he was resigning from his role as head coach. In his 14 years as a head coach, he led the Red Raiders to 72 wins, the second most in school history. Coach Smith built this program to the place it is today, making it one of the best in South Jersey. He has cemented his legacy in Ocean City football forever, and we sincerely thank you for all of the hard work you have put in behind the scenes. Now to the Birds. Where were you when the Eagles won Super Bowl 59? And did you go to the parade? Eagles fans have some new memories that will last a lifetime.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's been a week since the parade, but what a day for the city of brotherly love. We had cameras up at the parade, so let's take a look at all the action. Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie and the Eagles leading the parade down Broad Street. The Birds won their second Super Bowl, and the celebration was on. The Birds marched throughout the city of Philadelphia. Fans were going crazy as there was over 1.5 million fans in attendance. Back here in OC, Eagles fans gave us their thoughts on the game and even had some fun with some Cowboys fans.
E-A-G-L-E-S.
Total domination. Total domination, baby.
It was very, very exciting. I'm very excited that they won. It was boringly awesome. They dismantled the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm also very happy that Tom Brady got to see yet another Eagles victory, and that was exciting. All go right. Birds.
Desicinos! Congratulations, Desicinos! Go Birds!
Woo! Go Birds! Go Birds! Go Birds!
Oh man, those poor Desicino boys. But hey, that's what you get for being a Dallas Cowboys fan. Now let's talk talent recently. Many different vocalists, musicians, and even the entire band showed off their talents in the OC's Got Talent show. Four staff members judged the show, including Mr. Benedetto, Miss Richards, Mr. Matus, and Miss Smith. It must have been a hard decision choosing the winner of the night with all the great performances. The show featured nine contestants: Braden Roberts, Lila Ginsberg, Noli Schneck, Ike Thompson, and DJ Gilbert. All entered the competition displaying their amazing talents, with Christian Hornig-Finneran hosting the entire event. Jack Lilly's band, Sunrise Cries, earned the People's Choice Award along with the winners of the night, Carter Gayeski taking third place, Taylor Mulford in second place, and Sienna Eden winning it all in first place. Great job to all the performers. We hope to see more in the next year's talent show.
It's hard to get through these long winter months without some entertainment, and that's exactly what the Winter Pep Rally gave us. From team intros to musical chairs and then our unified basketball squad schooling the teachers, OC had it all.
Yeah, that's right, Madison. We even had a mystery dancer in the sophomore student section.
Oh, I saw that. Definitely fun times, and our cameras were there to catch action. Take a look.
We'll be right back. The pep rally was held a couple weeks ago, and it had it all. The dance team went on to perform some of their signature dances in front of the school before they headed off to Disney World to compete for nationals. After a great showing from the dance team, we went to a classic game of musical chairs. Taylor Vaughn was crowned the 2025 champ.
What an incredible winter pep rally. Now let's get to sports.
Our OC teams have been dominating. Let's hear more from Aaron Desch, who's here to get us hyped up for the playoffs.
Yes, the postseason is upon us as the month of February winds down. We start with the boys basketball team, who are in the number one seed in South Jersey, Group 3. Thanks to a 17-6 regular season, they will host Toms River East on Wednesday. Since our last show, Ocean City basketball fans witnessed history. Coach John Bruno won his 500th game as OC's head basketball coach, a huge milestone, 36 years in the making. In a competitive game with St. Joe's Academy, Luke Tijimakaris led the way with 19 points, and Ben McGonigal added 18 points. The combo of McGonigal and Tijimakaris has led the Red Raiders to a very successful year so far. Coach Bruno now sits at 507 career wins and is striving for more in the upcoming playoffs. Let's switch to the ladies. The girls' basketball team is ready to make a run in the tournament as the 10th seed. Say hello to the first round playoff matchup with our friends from Mainland. That's right, the girls will head across the bridge to battle the Mustangs next Wednesday. The girls are 13-12 with a young squad. This Saturday, they travel to Haddon Heights for the final regular season game. These upcoming days are very important for the senior girls, Madeline Adamson and Naomi Noehi. It's the seniors' last season with Coach Henry and the Ocean City Sports. If you can, go support the Red Raiders in the state playoffs. Now to the mat, where OC's wrestling team has their sights set on districts. The team has three number one seeds in the tournament. After a 16-6 regular season, the wrestling team looks to dominate District 29. The wrestlers have been preparing for the last 2 weeks to embark on the road to AC. The whole team is looking to make some noise in the postseason, as we have four returning district champs and Clifford Dirks as lone region champ. Watch out for Dirks, Tommy Grimley, Jacob Chapman, and Jace Watson to make a run at district titles. If you're looking to support our boys, the road to AC starts at 10 a.m. tomorrow at Apse Gaming. Finally in sports, a shout out to Mr. Latour, who's been running some very cool staff and student competitions during lunch. This week, Travis Large won the fastest throw with a 78 miles per hour fastball. Sources say he wasn't even trying. Before that, our current OC cameras hit the gym for the football accuracy contest. Take a look.
Very good competition. I mean, I couldn't even make one through a hula hoop. We got some great quarterbacks.
Senior Alex Bayham giving us some commentary. Here are the results from the boys' competition. For the boys, Evan Taylor took first place, while Cole Larson was a close second. Maeve Quinn came first for the girls. In the staff competitions, Mr. Kelly won for the men and Ms. Cathcart won for the ladies. And Cole Larson with the catch of the day over Evan Taylor. Raider Nation, we need you to pack the gyms for the playoffs. Make sure to pop out and support our teams. That's it for me. Let's send it back to Madison and Kim.
Thanks, Aaron. Now let's talk about this brutal weather. Can it get any colder?
Yeah, you'd think this is bad though. Try living in my old hometown of Chicago, where it's been negative degrees all week.
No thanks. I'll pass on the Windy City. Let's hope Dom Cucci's cooking up some warmer weather in his forecast.
All right, Dom, is there an end to this bone-chilling cold or what?
Thanks, guys. All right, OC, time to dive into the weather and see if we can cook up some warmer temperatures. Taking a look at the radar maps, it's all quiet out there. The snow showers from yesterday are gone. Should be smooth sailing for the next few days. Here's a look at our current conditions. The temperature is 29 degrees with a wind chill with wind at 10 miles per hour. Outside on the boardwalk, as you can see, it's not the place to be. It's pretty freezing out there. It feels like 10 degrees. And the ocean waters were 34 degrees. Here's a look at our area temperatures. We are pretty much in the mid and upper 20s throughout the region. We should be in the mid 30s by later today, and the wind chill is still a big factor. Looking at the local tides, you have to wonder how much water is moving with the bay frozen over. Lots of ice out there. Now, 7 day forecast. Tomorrow, it's gonna be pretty cold tomorrow, but it's gonna warm up later and temperatures will be on the rise. We'll be in the 50s by next Tuesday and we finally will break out this long cold stretch. And that's a look at our current OC forecast.
Well, that will do it for us on this edition of the Current OC.
Remember to like and subscribe to all our social media pages.
Now for Cam, Aaron, and Dom, I'm Madison Bayham. Thanks for watching. We leave you with some performances from OC's Got Talent.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Christian Hornick-Fitterin, and welcome to the Ocean City High School Talent Show of 2025. I'll shoot the words that those listening will remember me. Kryptonite, whatever, I got several names. Dimension, several persona, the lay inside my mind frame. Almost like my name's Pace, lifestyle of the insane's the norm. Like I was born with a brain deformed. Having released in a month, when it rains, it's pouring. Flooding, coming, building an ark, when it takes for